5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, the other night I was in Atlantic City and I literally watched the entire final game of the World Baseball Classic. And I thought it was just flat out incredible. What an epic game. And what a showdown between Ohtani and Trout to end the game, with Ohtani getting Trout for the final out. That place was lit. Miami was packed. The games were incredible. There were so many wild endings. And remember, on Tuesday's Coast to Coast, I predicted Japan would win the game outright, and I took the run and a half. So I hit both bets. People in baseball were really mad about players getting injured like the Mets' Diaz. And front offices were tripping about players being used too much and when they were used. But the reality of it was the players loved it. The players were into it. It was insane. Trout said, it's different. I can't really express what's different about it. You could just feel it in your veins. I mean, what more do you need to know? And that was after they lost. Ohtani is such a monster in baseball and around the world. His celebrity is undeniable. How about the showdown with Trout? That sickening full count slider that got Trout. I mean, that was just filthy. Four straight 100-plus mile-an-hour fastballs. I mean, he said it was the best moment of his life. Christian Vasquez said, if you're not here, you don't get the desire and hunger and passion that we have for the game and for this tourney. Wearing your homeland's colors on a playing field is unexplainable. It's even bigger responsibility for all of us because it's not representing a team, but an entire island, our home country. And you give it all for your family and for all the people that got you here today. I was a World Series champion with the Red Sox, and this experience just has no comparisons. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. I mean, that really is special. Have you ever seen Alex Verdugo wearing that glove, that red, white, and green glove? That's a tribute to Mexico. He's from Tucson, but his dad was from Mexico, and he always sports that glove in the field. He set a plane in the WBC. It means everything. I love this. Did you see the kid Lars Nootbaar? How about this guy from Cali, but he represented Japan. He's like got a chance to learn Japanese, the culture of his mother, and he got to play in like pool play in Tokyo and said it was life-changing. He said, for me to be able to wear Japan, honor my mom, she sacrificed everything for me. I kind of understand some of her tendencies now after being there for just a couple of weeks. I even thought that the Team USA players were intense. I mean, they were into it. They were like coming out of the dugout, freaking out, and walk-off wins. And they were getting into playing. They were getting into the crowd. They were getting into how intense the competition was. the manager, Mark DeRosa, who works on MLB Network. What a job he did, by the way. I mean, the guy was incredible. He should be a manager. He said, quote, "It's like you either perform or you get exposed. I just think there's such a respect of the tournament from the guys in that room. A want to succeed. A want to represent your country." How about at the end of the tournament, like in the quarters, Mexico came back from down four to stun Puerto Rico. How about Trey Turner's grand slam in the eighth inning last Saturday night against Venezuela? Or the Japanese sensation Murakami with the walk-off double off the center field wall to get Japan into the championship game against the U.S.? And then Ohtani closing it out against Trout. You got to be kidding me. I mean, they're teammates, for Christ's sakes, going after each other. I thought it was just incredible. How about the 1.3 million people that went to the 47 games? 11 of the 15 games were at Lone Depot Park, which had the knockout rounds. They were all sold out. It was packed. I mean, the two semis averaged 2.4 million viewers on FS1 and Fox Deportes. 96% over the 2017 semis. When Japan played Korea in Tokyo on like March 10th, 62 million people watched the game. When Mexico upset the U.S. on March 12th, over 47,000 crammed into Chase Field in Phoenix to watch it. And when the Puerto Ricans beat the DR on March 15th, 62% of Puerto Rican households were watching on TV on their island. I mean, that's insane numbers. Then you had the Edwin Diaz controversy. The guy blew out his knee. He's done for the season. Everybody started questioning the tournament. Everybody was bashing the tournament. All the pundits, all the sports talk guys, all the TV guys, all the writers. They've ruined the season and everything else. But Francisco Lindor, who is a teammate of Diaz, he was on the Puerto Rican team and he's on the Mets team, said, "I understand how Mets fans are hurting, but while for so many people a regular season is what counts, playing in the WBC means just as much to all of us. It's the dream of every Puerto Rican ballplayer to wear Puerto Rico's colors and to represent our country. And not only Puerto Ricans, but every player in the WBC considers being here the ultimate honor. Of course we don't want injuries, but it's part of the game. And things happen. It could happen anywhere. Altuve got hurt in it, broke his thumb. And it was like a fastball from Bard, Danny Bard, in Venezuela's quarterfinal game against the U.S. And so he breaks his thumb. He's out 8 to 10 weeks at least. And everybody else started piling on. The bottom line is, guys are getting hurt in spring training in the Cactus and Grapefruit Leagues every day. Gavin Lux blew out his ACL. Carson Kelly fractured a forearm. He was hit by a pitch. You can't predict when these injuries are going to occur. When the game was over, all the U.S. players stood on the field and watched the Japanese team celebrate and get their medals. And Nolan Arenado said, "Players need to do this. We have a really good team, but we need more stars. We need more guys. Why not? I think it's important to play in it. You're throwing hard in spring training. You're playing hard. You might as well just do it here. It's on a big stage for your country." I thought the starting pitcher, Imanaga, pitched great for Japan and held the U.S. to one run in the first two innings. And then the bullpen took over. How about seeing Darvish and Ohtani pitch? And Darvish got them to, you know, line into a double play. I mean, the Japanese team did everything right on the field, and their manager ran it perfectly. The U.S. went 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position, their worst mark ever in a WBC. They had runners on in the second, third, fifth, and seventh innings, and, I mean, two runners on base, and they failed to score. In the ninth, McNeil got a leadoff walk. against Ohtani, but Betts lined into an easy double play, and then Trout struck out. And he struck out swinging big on a full count slider that was filthy after getting all those 100-mile-an-hour heaters before that. I think everybody at that stadium and everyone on TV thought that Ohtani was going to throw another heater, but he threw that filthy slider hooks in near the knees, and it just going away from the hitter. And, I mean, Trout had no chance. Ohtani against Trout for all the marbles with two outs in the ninth inning on a full count. And on that pitch, I mean, could it have ended any better? The tournament was fantastic. I was surprised that they didn't use Pete Alonso. How is that guy on the bench in your biggest game? DeRosa said he wanted Cedric Mullins in from the O's for defensive reasons. He went 0 for 4, and they didn't have enough offense. I thought Randy Arozarena was great for Mexico and put them on the map. I thought his catch on that home run ball and the way he stood out in the outfield with the glare was just beautiful. I can't wait to see if more players commit for 2026. Ohtani got the MVP. How about his slash line, 435, 606, 739 as a hitter with 10 RBIs in seven games? He tied the single WBC record with 10 walks. He hit a 448-foot home run, the longest of the tournament, in a tie. He went 2-0 with a save pitching. He had a 1.86 ERA. He had 11 strikeouts in 9 2/3 innings and then struck out Trout to win the championship. You got to be kidding me. That guy is just filthy as a hitter and as a pitcher. He put on a show, and you don't see him walking away from it or not participating or crying about injuries or anything else. He just went out and balled out and showed out. I thought Schwarbaum's home run was classic. It made it a one-run game. I thought the entire tournament was badass. I will watch again. I'm glad I watched. I'm glad I watched the whole game. I thought it was intense. I thought it was as good as any World Series game. I mean, let's go. Start the regular baseball season in the majors. Let's get it on.